My name is Miles Morales. I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man. And things are going great.
Oh, yeah. You were supposed to be her fine.
All right, whatever.
Whatever?
Wow.
Whatever? So are
you like... Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I am your host, James Ryan. And on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking about a movie that I was anticipating, one of my most anticipated movies of the year, and that is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the sequel to 2018's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Was able to check this one out in theaters earlier in the week, so I'm going to give my thoughts on that in just a few minutes. Before that, as always, I am going to talk about movie releases and movie trailers. Movie releases, this is actually quite a big week in the movie world. All very mainstream movies, these four, but The Flash, The Blackening, Elemental, and Extraction 2. And so far, all these movies are fresh on the tomato meter. I'm not really planning on checking out any of them. The Flash and The Blackening just do not interest me. Elemental is another Pixar movie, which I watch some Pixar movies here and there, but I don't go out of my way to see them. The one that I am a little bit excited about is Extraction 2. It is having a one-week theatrical run before it releases on Netflix, so I am just waiting for this one. I had a good enough time just watching Extraction at home. I'm excited about the sequel a little bit, at least. So I definitely will be checking that one out. I don't think it will be the feature movie of a podcast coming up, but I probably will mention it at least. Movie trailer wise, they're making another Expendables movie. There's the new Nick Cage movie called Sympathy for the Devil, which watching the trailer, it definitely reminded me a lot of the movie Collateral. Not that Tom Cruise is playing the devil in that. And I don't know, I think Nick Cage is supposed to be in this movie, but it definitely has some similarities to that. Apart from that, there were some movie trailers of movies that are either that have already been released or movies that have had a lot of trailers already. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. This was a movie I was super, super, super excited about going into, and it did not let me down. This is definitely a contender and will be. It definitely is. I think it's number one on my list right now. It's my favorite movie of the year so far. I'm sure that closer towards the end of the year, it is still going to be very, very high on that list, if not the top spot. This was just, it was everything 2018's was, but they just built on it. And I thought it was even funnier. I thought the action was even better. The music was fantastic here. The plot takes place, again, just shortly after the events of 2018's movie. All the other Spider-Men have gone back to their universe, and Miles Morales kind of is dealing with the isolation of being on his own again, and he definitely misses his friend Gwen Stacy, but she comes back and visits him, and from there, the multiverse is opened back up in an interesting way, and I'm not going to give away too much because this movie just came out a couple of weeks ago, but needless to say, I love the direction that this movie went in. I just thought it was absolutely perfect. It's a story about family, family acceptance, and just kind of the lengths that people will go to in order to protect that. And I thought it just hit those themes so well, and mixed in the comedic elements on top of that in just such a awesome, awesome way. I think even if you are not a fan of the Spider-Man property, if you're not a fan of the comic books, if you're not a fan of the live action movies, I still think you're going to find something to enjoy here. This movie, I just had a smile on my face during the 2.5 hour runtime of this movie. It's just so, so good. The cast is absolutely stellar here. Shameik Moore is playing Miles Morales again. You have Daniel Kaluuya. You have Oscar Isaac, Haley Steinfeld, Jake Johnson, Jason Schwartzman, and more and more and more. It's just a fantastic cast. The voice acting here is top notch. I cannot say enough good things about this movie. I think you should definitely go out to see it in theaters. The one gripe that I have with this movie is not really a fair gripe, but that is the fact that you need to know going into this movie that it is a part one. If you don't go in knowing that it is a part one, you might be very, very let down as the movie gets to its conclusion. I knew that it was a part one going in, and I knew that it might end in the way that it ended up ending. But I think part two is coming out, early next year. I think March is the scheduled release date for that. And I wish, I'm not opposed to doing part one and part two if it's earned. And I think this movie, with the amount of content and just the amount of things going into it, I think the part one and the part two actually will work well here. But just as a moviegoer, I think this can be disappointing in the fact that you just have to wait. But I mean, that's similar to a TV show and a TV season. So I guess it's kind of like that. But I'm not used to seeing movies that are split up into parts. I know like Harry Potter was, Hunger Games, the terrible Hobbit movies were split up into parts. But for me, yeah, I think that this movie will kind of be the outlier. I think that this will actually work quite well. So yeah, if you have, like, I don't know, just the animation alone, I think that this movie, you should definitely go see it in a movie theater. It is meant to be seen there. Definitely check this one out. Even if you are not a fan of Spider-Man, if you're not a fan of superheroes, this is a movie where, and I've talked about it on the podcast, I'm very, very over the superhero genre, but this one is kind of, this is the one where I say, oh, never mind. This is how it is done. This is great storytelling. This is great voice acting. This is the best animation you will see. It is just top, top notch. So definitely go out to theaters to see Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Today was a shorter episode of Ryan's Reviews. That was really the only movie I had to talk about. It is now summer vacation for me, though. So there's going to be a lot more movies to be talking about just because I'll be going to the movie theaters a lot more. Usually I take the summers off. I am just going to be continuing the podcast though, because I feel like I'm on a roll. And yeah, I've done, I don't know, almost 40 straight episodes now. So I am just going to keep it rolling. Next week, I've been watching a lot of modern movies, more movies that have come out in the last couple of decades. So I am going back almost 100 years for next year's movie. Next year's movie. Let's try next week's movie. And that is...
You lied to me.
Yes, but just a little bit. I mean, no. But it isn't a ridiculous story. I have.
Where is the leopard?
In there.
I don't believe you.
But you must believe me.
I mean, the victim once more of your unbridled imagination.
Bringing Up Baby, 1938, starring Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant, an absolute timeless comedy classic, a movie that I have not seen in over 10 years, but one that I am very excited to revisit. If you would like to watch the movie before next week's episode of the podcast, it is currently streaming on the Criterion channel. It may be streaming elsewhere, but that's where I'm going to be watching it. Thank you, as always, so much for listening to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews, and I hope that you can tune in next week when I review Bringing Up Baby.